Jake Weimer, Millville, 2-3 on the day, third overall, and overall a pretty good day.
Yeah, I mean, overall a good day for sure. I mean, practice, the first practice was good. Second practice, I never really got like a good lap in, so that was kind of just my fault. But yeah, it was okay. I mean, first moto, I got into the lead right up there out of the gate, and then Alessi went through by me through the whoops. And put on a little bit of a sprint. And I tried to just stay close, and then Dungy got by me in the whoops. And then I tried to just follow him as long as I could, and got by Alessi, and then ended up second in that moto. So I was, you know, pretty happy with that. And then made a few changes for the bike for the second moto, and then I didn't quite get a good enough start to ride with Dungy or Mike, and I don't know, I think it started sixth or so, and just got into third, and that was pretty much it, really. I mean, I struggled. It was, I mean, I would say the frustrating part was just that I got to start, get a better start. Like, I mean, sixth isn't bad, but it's just not good enough for me to, for I feel, for me to improve. So, and I mean, I guess just to add on top of that, I struggled in the sand whoops all day, dude. Those things were mean, and I just wasn't comfortable in them. They're tough. They're nasty. So I felt really good on the whole track, except when I got to there, it was just every lap I'd come around and just, oh man, here we go. Like, so it was tough.
Yeah, well, those were tough for a lot of guys. I was watching the second moto 250 over there, but for right now, you're trying to get second right now behind Dungy. You, you're close. Mike's second in points, and he's had 2 second places overalls to your one. But really, there's not much to choose between you two guys, except for, like you said, the start, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I feel like I'm riding well enough that, you know, seconds, you know, I feel like, unfortunately, that's about where I am right now. Mm-hmm. Just the starts are what's hurting me. Obviously the ultimate is just to try and start hacking away at Dungy's gap that he beats us by every time. So, but I'm never going to do that until I, you know, sixth isn't good enough on the start. I need to be first or second. So
you're a type of guy to be truthful. And, I think about this question, what's Ryan Dungy? What's he doing? Where's he going faster? Besides twisting the throttle more, what do you think? I don't think fitness. I mean, you guys are all pretty fit. You're all in shape. Your bikes are all great. What is it?
Well, he's going fast, but I mean, he's confident. I mean, he's winning easily, mm-hmm. and it's just the more we keep letting him do that, the worse it's going to be for us. I mean. He's just got confidence going. He's riding well. It's tough to beat somebody that's confident and that feels like they're going to win. That's tough to beat, and that's where he's at. He shows up at the races knowing he's going to win, and he's doing it. So, like I said, it's just going to be a matter of just – I don't expect to just beat him overnight. It's just I'm going to have to just start trying to chip away at it, which is what I've been doing. But like I said – it's not going to happen starting sixth. So.
Well, I thought I was going to have to take you out there to talk about lines because I've raced here a lot after your ninth overall qualifying time. But third overall on the day, good job. And, yeah, just chip away, I guess.
Yeah, thanks. I'll work on it.